This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I wanted to share a little bit of a dating update with you today, because I've had clients asking me, what's going on? And the truth is that my dating life has been quite quiet over the summer. I was not seeing a guy. I'd been on a date with, let's call him the Latvian, and had quite a solid date with him. And we chatted for quite a bit of the summer, but because of my travel commitments and then his childcare commitments, we were unable to kind of make it to a second date. And I think that it was clear that from a compatibility perspective, scheduling, timing, and all of that, we were not a match. So that kind of fizzled. And so it felt quite quiet, really, but we are in a new era and I'm having fun. And I wanted to share with you how I have been using the teachings of infinite receiving and the pillars of infinite receiving to really elevate my dating experience. So I'm going to start with what I think has made the biggest difference. And that is really applying what I know about the pillar of infinite greatness to myself when it comes to dating. And when I say to myself, I mean to the whole process. So the people that I am dating and then myself. And I think that this has shifted quite a lot over the year and a half that I have been in the field, because at the beginning, I think that when I would go on a date with somebody and it didn't work out, whilst I have always been in a very positive space of knowing that every single person that I meet is a mirror for what it is that I get to work on, they will show me exactly where I am in terms of my own personal and spiritual development. That has been so apparent to me right from the get-go. And so I think part of the reason that I've enjoyed it right throughout is because it's been such a beautiful learning experience. And I don't think that up until now, and there's a reason that it is now that this has happened, that I've really, truly treated myself like I am the prize. I think intellectually, I have said that. I've definitely given lip service to it, but there is a different visceral experience in my body whenever something doesn't work out now that tells me that this is no longer lip service. It is that I actually know in my body that I am the prize. And anybody that doesn't get that, that is really on them, as opposed to it being my loss. And this is huge. This is really understanding my unique blueprint and the fact that it cannot be matched anywhere by anyone. And so if somebody or myself deem us not to be compatible, that's okay, because I also know that their unique blueprint is a match for somebody. And so the desire to try and force it, the desire for it to be something else, just isn't there. And this doesn't mean that I haven't tried. I'm thinking about one guy, we'll call him the Viking. The Viking was very attractive, and I definitely tried to overlook some clear signs that this guy had an avoidant attachment style, which I might end up with an avoidant. But if somebody's attachment style is that present right really early on, it means that the type of person that they are, they're looking for reasons to not move forward. The Viking was that person. And I definitely tried, but the attempt before I was like, hang on a minute, remember that you are the prize, probably was about a week. In my life, a week when it comes to dating can feel like a long time. Feels can be activated. So it was really refreshing for me to notice, oh, okay, you're not really acting in alignment here with what you know to be true. And so release, unhook. And in the unhooking, and when I say unhooking, what I mean is the attaching to the story of what might be because this person's quite fit and total liberation. And actually, he's probably the last person that there has been any trying with. And this is so present even in the interactions that I'm having with people that might seem attractive on paper, but I can tell from those opening conversations, oh, this person is here for an argument. This person is like, this is an argumentative person, or this person is not looking for a long-term relationship. And it's not that they are being explicit about it, although some people are. But I can I can really energetically tell where somebody is at in the opening message. And really trusting myself on those hits has been a game changer. And knowing that it's safe for me to trust myself on those intuitive hits because I understand what I am bringing to the table now more precisely than I have done in the past. So understanding my unique greatness is changing the game for how I am interacting in those early interactions, how I'm approaching my first dates, and most importantly, well, there's how I'm acting on the date, but most importantly, how I'm acting in between the dates. It is so liberating to not need to be the person who is initiating the texts, who is doing the chase. Because of where I am right now, I know and what it is that I desire, and this might not be for everybody, but what it is that I desire is to be courted and is to be pursued. And really, I think that up until September of this year, being in the void and not knowing whether they were going to call, not knowing if there was going to be a second date, not knowing, I found really, really challenging. I found it really hard to be like, oh my God, what's going to happen now? And that would force me into making the move so that I could get closure early. Like, that's what I was really looking for. Like, yes, if we're going on a next date, amazing. But really what I wanted to know is if this isn't going to happen, then I need to know now. So I'm going to send the text. And if they text back, then I'm going to know. Or if they don't, all of these stories. And that was me very much not trusting that this prize is golden. And it's not about not making an effort. And it's not even about never being the first person to text. Although there is something very potent and powerful for me right now, knowing that I am not the person who is initiating, even when it comes to somebody who is late, in inverted commas, in sharing what we're going to be doing on the date. If they don't say this is my suggestion, then there is no date because they're not a match for what it is that I am looking for right now in my life. That feels very, very potent. Second pillar, and the reason that I've been able to get here is because I hired support. So I am working with my ex-client, good friend, who I've known in the business for the last 10 years, Melissa Wells. And I'm in one of her programs called The Queen of Hearts. It's a really small, intimate mastermind with actually the majority of people in that mastermind are already in relationships and desire to up-level their understanding, their learning of masculine and feminine energies within relationship. and I'm using that to attract my dream relationship. And I think that allowing myself to be supported and having such a great reflection that is present for me, somebody that I'm able to go to the table with and say, what do you think about this? Or this is how I'm feeling. And then being able to reflect to me exactly where I am and what it is that I'm actually saying is just been super, super powerful and potent. And having that consistent reminder that I'm the lighthouse and they come to me, it's opened up so many more possibilities for me. And I think that that's what's interesting. You might think that by not being the person who is pursuing, that would cut down my opportunities, because in business, frequently, it is about that proactivity that has enabled me and probably you to get results. And when you're not proactive, you don't get results. Being proactive is making sure that I am present on the apps and I'm giving myself a certain amount of time each day to kind of go through and swipe and respond and that stuff. But what has been so interesting is that I have spoken to more people that I am interested in since knowing that I am the prize, even though I'm not pursuing in the same way as I was. And it's the fact that I've allowed myself to be supported. The third pillar is approaching this game with an open heart. You know, it's knowing that I am the generator and the conduit for infinite love. And I think that very specifically, it means allowing yourself to be vulnerable, allowing that love for myself first and foremost, really choosing to know that I am worthy and deserving of receiving great love, which means that I have to be willing to approach this with an open heart. And I think that early on in this process, even though it was fun and exciting and different, my heart was very much still being protected. Intellectually, I was saying that it was open, but I still was afraid of being hurt. Now, the reality is that there has not been a suitable suitor since the beginning of the year. I was seeing a guy at the beginning of the year, which was fun, but it was just that he was a little bit intense for me. We'll call him Scorpio. He was a little bit intense. And so that just didn't, and wanted things to move more quickly than I felt comfortable with. So we hit that on the head. So really, since the beginning of the year, there's been nobody that has really piqued my interest deeply. But the love piece, and I wrote a newsletter the other day saying that I am in love. And that is really about my commitment to really being in love with myself, being in love with my life, being in love with this process, and allowing that to be the thing that leads me and allows me to approach this with an open, not a cynical heart. Now, again, full transparency, I've definitely had moments like when people are sending me soapy pictures of them that I've not asked for, doing things that you can imagine, which I wouldn't say that I get frequently, but there are people who I have definitely had in my space that have not been respectful of boundaries, for sure. And that can get, for sure, a little bit tiresome. And on the flip side of that, I've had some really just interesting interactions with some really great people. And I'm speaking to some really great people now, which is super fun. So having an open heart. And with that has come a more open mind. So it's meant that I have allowed myself to date a little bit older and a little bit younger. Yes, I have been on dates, currently dating a 36-year-old. Can you believe that? Now, do I think that this 36-year-old is going to be the next great love of my life? Probably not. But it is beautiful allowing myself to be in receiving mode of somebody who is wildly intelligent, super cute, and a lot younger than me. I mean, who knows? Who freaking knows? We shall see. So the pillar of infinite love being conduit and generator for infinite love is serving me deeply, obviously, in this quest for the next great love. And then the fourth pillar, of course, is knowing that I am a limitless, I get to be a limitless conscious co-creator in this process. And whilst in the book as well, I kind of talk you through 9 steps for manifesting, what I also say is that when you lead with the first 3 pillars, you don't even really need, in inverted commas, a process. Because by being in these 3 pillars and just having a very clear intention of how it is that you desire to feel and what it is that you want, you get to trust that the manifestation process is already taking place. But for those type A people that want a process, in the book, I share a process for manifestation. But there's a deep trust and a deep knowing that my alignment to my match in reality is on its way. It's close. It's already here, you know, and it's just about seeing that. And when the timing is right, you know, I get to trust. The big thing is I get to trust the timing. The big thing is can I still trust the timing even when I'm in the void? And the reason that it is easy for me to say yes is because faith plus action equals miracles. And when we talk about action, we're not talking about force, we're talking about aligned action. And that is exactly where I am at. So what it means is that my dating experience right now feels really rich. And I am looking forward to sharing with you future updates. Right. If this has been fun for you, if you've enjoyed this episode, then let me know. Let me know on Insta. And yeah, please share with a friend. Know that the book is coming out on the 6th of February. You can pre-order now. And anybody that pre-orders and sends a receipt into my team at hey@SusieAshworth, you are going to be put on a list and be receiving an incredible free resource called The Art of Receiving, which is going to be a full-on program. So it's a really, really good time to pre-order. We will have your name on the list and we will let you know when that program is available. And it will be with, obviously, me, yours truly, Susie Ashworth. Right, my love, thank you so much for listening. And please remember that in the meantime, faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate infinite receiving.